The Entertainment Wrap Podcast is brought to you by Apple Insurance of South Haven. The power of the Apple, where they're big on coverage and big on service.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the Entertainment Wrap.
So Pink told Marie Claire magazine that she's open to the idea of having more kids.
Oh, really?
She says, I don't want to do the baby stuff five times, but she likes the idea of a holiday and five kids fighting. And her sitting at the head of the table, cracking up, pouring more wine. She loves the idea of all that chaos. I guess I missed that she had four kids. I thought she had three.
She has, I thought two.
Huh. Okay. Well, I guess we're both wrong. Neither one of us has any idea what's going on with Pink's life. So if she only has two kids, that's a lot. That's a long ways to go for her to have five more.
I follow her on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I believe she has the one daughter.
Yeah.
That's absolutely adorable. Her both of her kids are cute. And then she's got the little boy.
Okay. So
I think that's all she has.
So she wants five kids. She better get on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
she
I hear her
won't
like.
Won't be able to tour that much.
I hear her. I do have five kids. And I love the chaos is fun.
Yeah.
But doing the baby thing five times, it just took so long.
That's true.
It took, 12 years of my life to get through.
I mean, maybe the idea of having five kids is not a bad idea and would work for her because maybe she'll slow down touring. But right now she's touring like crazy.
Yeah. I don't know.
And the upside down flips.
Yeah,
and
the upside down flips and stuff. She might have to not do that for a little bit.
I don't think that's quite. You're not able to do when you're pregnant.
You could try. Probably not recommended.
Yeah, the doctor would probably say no to that.
Yeah.
This is some big news. By Thanksgiving, Taylor Swift could be without a recording contract for the first time in her entire career.
Wow.
Now, her deal with Big Machine Label Group expires in November. Now, she's been in negotiations with Big Machine, but they're far from an agreement. What that means is they're not giving her enough money.
Yep.
So Taylor's open to becoming a free agent. A source said that other labels are starting to sniff around, they say. Taylor does not need the money, obviously. She's worth about $400 million.
Whoa.
And her Reputation Stadium Tour just broke the record for the highest grossing among female acts. Now she takes home about $7 million a night. On her tour. So what Taylor seeks is part ownership of Big Machine
Label
Group.
She's a businesswoman. I think that she could do her own thing. I don't think she needs them for that.
For people that don't know, Big Machine Label Group is kind of the guy that thinks that he's the one that discovered her, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But Big Machine Label Group has pretty much gotten to where they are because of artists like Taylor Swift being on their label.
Right.
I mean, they got some other big ones on there, but she's kind of the top one.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good idea for her. I mean, we'll see what ends up happening, but we could see maybe her starting her own.
Yeah. I think it's time. Girl squad.
It can work. People have done it. So.
Yeah.
And if Taylor Swift had her own label, that people would start coming to her.
Yes, it would attract a lot of attention.
So we'll have to wait and see, but that's some big news. For more stories, and maybe we'll keep you updated on the whole Taylor Swift thing, you can check it all out at 983thecoast.com.